This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Rank doesn't make leaders, a communication expert responds. What happened? The Bahamas Ministry of National Security recently gathered senior officials from its agencies to deliver a pointed message holding a title does not make you a leader. The ministry pushed its top personnel to develop emotional intelligence, invest in mentoring others, and learn to lead through genuine influence rather than positional power. The backdrop was a fast-changing technological landscape that is making old command and control habits obsolete. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, and it applies far beyond government buildings. Authority is a shortcut that eventually runs out. The moment you rely on your rank to get people moving, you have already lost something. You have lost their buy-in. And buy-in is the only currency that actually compounds over time. What the Ministry of National Security did right was naming the problem out loud. Too many organizations let the gap between rank and real leadership quietly erode performance for years. Nobody says anything. The senior person keeps issuing orders. The team keeps complying on the surface and resenting underneath, and results stay mediocre. Calling this out publicly, in front of the people who need to hear it, is itself a communication act of courage. It signals that the culture is being asked to change. But here is where most organizations stumble after a moment like this. They deliver the message once, in a room, and then go back to rewarding the same old behaviors. One speech does not rewire a leadership culture. The communication has to become structural. That means mentorship gets measured. Influence gets modeled. Emotional intelligence shows up in performance reviews. If the words in the room do not match the decisions made after the room empties, the message dies quietly and cynicism fills the space. The specific skills the ministry pointed to, emotional intelligence and mentorship, are not soft extras. They are precision tools for getting things done to people rather than over them. Emotional intelligence means you read the room before you speak. You understand what your team actually needs to hear, and you deliver it in a way they can receive. Mentorship means you invest time in the person, not just the task. Both require you to listen more than you talk. Most leaders with authority do the opposite. If you're a senior officer, a manager, or anyone with a title right now, ask yourself this: when is the last time someone on your team disagreed with you openly? If the answer is never or I cannot remember, that is not a sign of good leadership. That is a sign people have stopped trusting you with the truth. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on leading conversations without positional power gives you a framework for building influence through language choices rather than hierarchy. Specifically, it shows you how to replace directive language with invitational language in ways that still move people toward a clear outcome. The result is a team that follows you because they want to, not because they have to. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, identify one person on your team whose opinion you have not genuinely asked for in the last 30 days. Go to them before the meeting, not during it, and ask one specific question about a real decision you're facing. Then listen without responding for at least 60 seconds. That single act does more for your credibility as a leader than any title on your door. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.